Hello, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 346. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello, and today I want to talk about being thankful for where we are. And I think it's the perfect time to talk about this because there's just so much going on in the world and so much going on in, like, you know, all of our lives. And the one thing that I always do is try to be thankful for where I am in my life. And it's important that we keep things in perspective and we're thankful for where we are currently. Excuse me. I mean, it's more of like just making sure we're in a good space and not necessarily like if you're struggling with certain health issues, physical ailments, mental health, whatever, right? Because we lose a sense of how blessed we truly are. We have a home, a bed to sleep in, clothes on our backs, food to eat, appliances that we can use. And sure, inflation is at an all-time high and it can be challenging to make ends meet. It's not a good thing to, you know, see. And I don't want anyone struggling in life, but it's really a sad reality. And I'm thinking about, you know, so many people right now that are trying to figure out their financial situation and trying to maintain, you know, their own home, you know, whether, you know, you are single, you are in a relationship, you are married, whatever it is. But sometimes we forget to count our blessings for the simplest things. And we are always thinking of what's next or how can I get to this place without embracing where we are. And I'm guilty of that. I am so guilty of that. I'm always thinking of what's next. I'm always thinking of the next move. Sometimes I don't stop and reflect. And sometimes I don't stop and think about where I am currently. And it's always good to have people in your life to remind you to be thankful of where you are, right? So for me, I have my mom who always puts things in perspective. I have a godmother who puts things in perspective for me. And I'm thankful for the both of them because I'm not where I am in my life without, you know, those two and a few other people, you know, that, you know, have allowed me to become the person that I am right now and the human being that I am. We get caught up in wanting more money, the next career opportunity right away, faster internet, self-gratification, that next big purchase, whatever it may be, whether it's a car, your new phone, new tablet, a condo, whatever it is. And materialism has become the thief of joy of what we currently have. And it's funny because I reflected a while back, you know, talking with my mom, I would say probably like 2 months ago. And I told her it takes me years to upgrade any semblance of technology. It's the funniest thing. You know, I had Androids for a long time, and then my first iPhone ever was an iPhone 8, right? And then the next one I had was an 11. And I held on to my 11 for like 4 years before I decided, eh, you know what, maybe it's time. And then I got an iPhone 15. And it's not to say, hey, you know, I have, you know, all this technology, whatever the case is, because I don't. I had a Google Chromebook for probably about 10, 11 years before I decided to get a new Google Chromebook. And for those who have Google Chromebooks, you know that Google's operating system lasts about 6 to 7 years. So after about 7 years, give or take, they stop updating your operating system on your laptop. So just think I had my laptop an extra 2 to 3 years before I decided, eh, you know what, it's time for a new one, right? You know, And yeah, my laptop was outdated in some ways, but guess what? It got the job done. It allowed me to write 50 plus books. It allowed me to build what I've, you know, been able to build, right? There's nothing wrong with upgrading devices every few years, but every year, honestly, is it necessary? It's always, let's get the next new TV or whatever the case is. And it's the hamster wheel. And it reminds me of one of my favorite hip hop artists, J. Cole. And he talks about it in an interview a few years ago with Angie Martinez. Now, this is the interview before his hair got really long and, you know, he, you know, gotten to, you know, having his locks. I think he was growing it out at around that time. And he goes fully in depth into how people don't appreciate where they are in life and how people are just not thankful. They're always thinking of what they want all the time, right? It's not counting your blessings. And we become part of the running hamster wheel of wanting more. You don't have the newest phone, the high definition HDTV OLED television. You don't have that brand new car or the biggest home known to mankind. If you want more of something, you'll continually chase it and never stop. And it was perfectly said by J. Cole. He said, look, you know, if you want more jewelry, you're going to go out for more jewelry. You want more clothes, you're going to want more clothes. But is there fulfillment for a long period of time when you get those things? No. Those are temporary and momentary things, right? And sometimes we forget to be thankful that we have a job or to have income, you know. And yes, don't get me wrong, I'm not sitting here telling you, the listener, to stay at a job you don't like. Not telling you that, because I've left plenty of situations where it wasn't working and it was time to move on, right? But if you do have a job and it's reasonable and you can manage it and you're in a work from home space and you don't have to do hybrid or you don't have to be in the office all the time, let's just say that's a blessing, right? And there are those struggling, like I said earlier in this podcast, struggling to find employment after being laid off from their companies, or the fact that we can go into a supermarket and get most of the things we need when there are homeless people who are starving and go days at a time without eating. Or how we have access to water where we can take a good shower to clean our bodies. There are people who would love to be able to wash and lather their bodies every day. And these are just a few of many things we lose touch of when we're going through life. I don't take for granted my bed. And I say that because when I travel and I'm like away from, you know, my apartment for a few days, the first thing I say is I miss my bed. It's the first thing I say all the time. I'm guilty of it, right? And we complain and we go through the motions so much, but are we thankful that we wake up every day? I bet sometimes we take for granted that we woke up and we have all of our senses and extremities. And I'm guilty of it myself, which is why I find myself realizing I need to slow down and be thankful for so much. And even the simplest form of fate can keep something bad from happening to us. A car accident, a bus accident, a robbery at a store we go to, anything, to be honest. When we, you know, have flight delays, we get upset, we get annoyed. It's, well, what's going on and why? And, you know, sometimes there's an airplane part that changes the landscape of whether you get to your destination or there has to be an emergency landing, right? We're so caught up in everything being rapid and fast. We want everything on time. We want everything done on our time. And my mom says a lot of times to me, we want things on our time a lot of times, but it's not really on our time. It's really not. And it's why a lot of, you know, I, you know, have a lot more patience when there's flight delays and all that stuff. And for me, flight delays don't really bother me too much. Especially when I have my headphones on and I have my music on, I'm fine, to be honest. And a lot of times before I even fly anywhere, I download like a lot of movies or a certain TV show onto my iPad, so I can do that while I'm waiting. But I have a new trick that I do now when I'm flying, you know, back home to my old neck of the woods in New York. When I fly in, I do overnight flight. You know why? Because you really can't have delays on an overnight flight. I've never had any flight delays on an overnight flight ever. So I'm gonna knock on wood and hope that is not the case when May rolls around and I'm, you know, traveling again. But the whole point is we need to get back to being thankful for a lot of things. And, you know, I wake up in the morning and try to be thankful for a lot of simple things. I try not to run to social media too much. But I want you guys to think about, you know, certain things. Take the time to be thankful for all that you have and where you are currently. And whatever you are working for or striving for, you will get there. That's my podcast for today. I thank you for listening. As always, the AquarianMindPodcast.com is the website. As always, be good and go accomplish your goals.